feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right. We want to bring on one of our favorite guests from U Health. It's Dr. Ashwin Mehta. Dr. Mehta, he puts with all the big things that they do at U Health, what Dr. Mehta does is he puts them all together. He integrates them all. Welcome, Ashwin Mehta, to our show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
It's my pleasure. Now, we heard in the traffic update that there's a lot of stress going on out there in Miami. Let's talk about how people can reduce some of that stress today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, you know, I start with the breathing. You know, breathing is so important. Deep breaths. You know, when we get stressed, we have a tendency to take shallow breaths. And in fact, you know, if we've been sitting behind a desk for a number of hours or behind the wheel of a car for a number of hours during the day, that can be stressful. Oftentimes, just improving the posture, sitting up straight, getting up in the chair, and taking a few slow, deep breaths is so imperative. It's so important to one's health.
So
to take a time out like that periodically during the day, it really helps with stress and stress management.
So when somebody says, hey, hold on, take a deep breath, they're not kidding.
No, they're not kidding. You know, it's interesting because how the breath goes, the mind follows. When we're excited, when we're angry, when we're frustrated, we just naturally take shallower breaths. So starting with the breathing is a really good first step to relieving stress.
Now, a lot of people start their day off, they work out, they hit the coffee, they hit the road. I mean, shouldn't they at least take a couple minutes for themselves to just kind of relax and get a figure on what they're going to try to do that day?
Well, that's a great point, Jim. You know, I call it setting the intention for the day. You know, we're always in go mode, you know, and sleep. I'm a sleep subspecialist at University of Miami and, you know, working at the integrative medicine department at Sylvester. You know, it's important to have a little bit of space in our day. And, sleep reminds us of the importance of space in our day. It's important to set the intention for the day. So in the morning time to have some kind of a mindfulness practice. Now, mindfulness is a word that's been getting a lot of press. It's a concept that's been getting a lot of press lately. Mindfulness isn't one thing. Mindfulness is actually a family of methods. Everything from breathing exercises, guided imagery, creative visualization, traditional forms of meditation, even devotional practices such as prayer. All of these things have been found to have a really beneficial effect on our mindset. And so if we begin the day with this kind of a practice, and, you know, some of the other things that you mentioned, like getting a workout in the morning, well, that's a really good thing. You know, a mindfulness practice can actually follow a workout or come before a workout. But I think that, you know, having some kind of a routine and a time and place every single day where you can set the intention for the day and really just relax. It's so important to relieve stress and good for one's health as well.
Well, I must admit that I came into the station today, took about 10 minutes to relax on the couch and came out firing in our first segment. And now just talking to you, it's got an immediate mellowing effect. We're talking about breathing and stress. How about food?
Well, you know, maintaining good health, one of the best ways to alleviate stress is to prevent stress from setting in our lives. And maintaining good health, you know, a lot of challenging health concerns can contribute to our stress levels. The health concerns of our family members can contribute to our stress levels. So it's really important. Preventative maintenance is really important, and good nutrition is part of that preventative wellness. Sometimes we turn to unhealthy foods during stressful episodes, and so I think that, you know, instead of going on diets have a beginning and an end and somewhere a failure in between. I think just maintaining a healthy lifestyle, eating a predominance of whole foods, plant-based foods that includes fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, whole grains. You know, these kinds of foods they're healing foods, they're anti-inflammatory foods, and they're foods that the body knows what to do with. Things like refined sugars, processed foods, animal proteins, even excess consumption of dairy. a lot of these things can contribute to inflammation in the body, and that's not good. And that can contribute to stress in indirect ways.
I got to tell you, you're going through all of the things in my diet, and I'm going through what happens to me after I eat them. And I must tell you, you're it's amazing sometimes, Dr. Mehta, on how right you are. Now, you mentioned a little bit about people getting stressed over their family. So I must believe that family and interpersonal relationships cause a big role here, too.
Oh, it's so key. It's really important to have healthy relationships. You know, at the Cancer Center, we see this at Sylvester on a daily basis. You know, I'm inspired by the personal stories of my clients and their families. You know, they're such tremendous, they're really inspiring in their effort, in their motivation. You know, the effect, the stress that family members' health concerns can cause on ourselves raises a really important point. It's called caregiver fatigue. And caregiver fatigue is something that so many Americans who are taking care of multiple generations, not only younger kids at home, but also older generations, you know, can often feel the effect of this caregiver fatigue. And for this group of people, I think that, you know, having a daytime mindfulness practice is so very important, and managing that stress is so very important. So it's, you know, family members can, you know, we're all in it together. You know, we're not isolated. And that really is so much more pronounced in the healthcare setting.
Well, you're talking about family members and caregivers, and we've got a special call here on the line. One of my family members, I guess it's my virtual co-host today, wants to talk about how she's been giving care to me while I've been recovering from my back surgery. We got a caller out there?
Yes,
Miss Vivian Fried, my wife. Go ahead, honey.
Hi, Vivian.
I want to thank Dr. Mehta for all his advice and being with me through the hardest times of my life. I can't thank you enough, Doctor. Everything you've told me, everything you've helped me with, I can't believe it's been 3-4 months, and I'm so much better. I owe so much to you. I want everyone who has stress or anything to go to you and see you, because you are the cure. You're the best. I love you, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you so much, Vivian. I appreciate that. You
everything.
Know,
my relationship with my husband.
Oh, hold it now, honey. We don't need to talk about that on the radio.
So everything you've done for me, Dr. Mehta, you are wonderful, and everyone needs to go see you. I think everyone has
that.
A little
Thank
stress
you so
in their
much,
life.
Vivian.
Well, you know.
Well, you inspire me. You inspire me, Vivian. You know, you've got tremendous spirit. And, you know, it's taking care of people like you that make my work so meaningful at UM.
And I owe it all to you. Thank you, Dr.
Mehta.
Thank
okay. I'm the third wheel here, but I got to say is that she's absolutely right, Dr. Mehta. She was really slipping off the deep end until she got together with you. And I'll say it this way, your integrative team over there, all your whole team, you and Judy and the rest of them that work together at UHealth. Oscar, how much time do we have? We got 1 minute. Dr. Mehta, how do people get in touch with you and the rest of your team over there?
Well, you know, to set up an appointment with me, you can call the Cortella Center at Sylvester. The phone number is 305-243-4129. We have a brand new website out, and that's at Sylvester, the Sylvester main page. You can find us there. And, you know, the most important thing is, you know, getting good exercise, good sleep, good nutrition, and using a mindfulness practice every single day. Those are the core aspects of integrative medicine. And, you know, I wish all the best of health to all of you out there.
Well, Dr. Mehta, we look forward to having you on a little bit more regularly. We're going to go to work on that. I want to remind everybody that right after this, our next segment is going to be me, and I'm going to disgorge some of the things in my mind. So get ready. Enjoy yourself, Dr. Mehta. Thank you to you and your team at UHealth for making our lives better and the lives of a lot of other people better, too.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Okay, bye.